Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories.
NYPD is searching for a group of teens who attacked former Governor David Paterson and his stepson last night on the Upper East Side. Here's 1010 Winds reporter Carol DiOria.
The victims, former Governor David Paterson and his stepson Anthony Chester Sliwa, suffered bumps and bruises, and Sliwa has a possible concussion. The police say it was a gang assault on 2nd Avenue off the corner of East 96th Street on the Upper East Side. Paterson is sight impaired, and Sliwa is the son of Guardian Angels founder Curtis Sliwa.
I was glad to hear that both he and Governor David Paterson were able to defend themselves and prevent what could have been a really horrific situation.
The elder Sliwa said crime is out of control.
You have these random attacks, spontaneous, unexpected, that in a moment's notice can explode in violence.
The police say there was a verbal dispute and then the confrontation turned physical. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM.
Winds News Time 203, a deadly overnight crash in Linden, New Jersey. Police say it happened just before 3 a.m. on Route 1. A 2013 Infiniti crashed into a tractor trailer. As the tractor trailer was making a left turn, one passenger was pronounced dead at the scene. A second passenger later died at the hospital. The driver is in serious condition, the driver of the car. The truck driver was not injured, stayed at the scene, and is cooperating with police. A Queens man's under arrest, accused of some anti-Semitic incidents on Long Island. Police say 38-year-old Alvin Tirado was driving in Cedarhurst Friday afternoon, made verbal threats to numerous people and anti-Semitic comments before driving away. Shortly thereafter, he did the same to a group in Lawrence. Police investigated, arrested Tirado, and they say when he was put in the back of the police car, he became physically combative and a police officer was hurt, adding to the charges. We might see the exit of New York's first deputy mayor soon. Sources tell 1010 Winds that Sheena Wright is expected to step down. The home that Wright shares with husband, school's chancellor David Banks, was recently searched and her phone was seized. This happened before the announcement that the mayor was indicted on federal fraud, bribery, and accepting improper campaign donation charges. Banks will retire from his position on October 16th, months earlier than anticipated. Curbside collection of yard waste, food scraps, and food soiled paper begins tomorrow in Manhattan, the Bronx, and Staten Island. It's an expansion of a program that has already started in Queens and Brooklyn. Sanitation Commissioner Jessica Tisch telling 1010 Winds about why composting is important.
Instead of that material going to sit in landfill, producing methane for decades, we will send it to one of our composting facilities where we'll make soil out of it, or we'll send it to one of our anaerobic digesters where we'll make renewable energy.
This is also part of the city's effort to combat the rat problem. There will be a grace period. Starting in April, there will be fines, beginning at $100 for buildings with fewer than 8 units and $300 for larger buildings. The annual Terry Fox Run, New York City, filled Central Park with thousands of runners this morning, running and walking a 5K and raising money for cancer research at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center. Terry Fox is iconic in Canada and around the world, a cancer survivor who lost a leg to cancer in the late 70s and tried to run across Canada in 1980 to raise cancer awareness. He died in June 1981. Jeff Berman is director of the New York Terry Fox Run.
The money goes to Memorial Sloan Kettering to support CAR T-cell research. And in June, it was announced by the FDA that our CAR T-cell research has been approved by the FDA, and now it's a Bristol-Myers drug called Breyanzi.
Jeff Berman is himself a longtime cancer survivor.
I'm really lucky because I get to help cure cancer. And some of it is some of the drugs that I've used in my fight with cancer.
The New York Terry Fox Run goes back to the early 90s. There are Terry Fox Runs held all over the world. It's a big day in New York baseball. The Mets, fresh off their spectacular ninth inning win in Milwaukee Thursday night, start their division series against the Phillies in Philadelphia. Kodai Senga will get the start. He's been hurt most of the season and has just thrown 5 1/3 innings this year. The Yankees begin their American League division series at home against the Royals tonight. Early morning fire in the Belmont section of the Bronx. 7 people are hurt. One is in critical condition. A fire began around 2:30 this morning. FDNY says the fire started on the second floor. Witnesses told News 12 that the initial fire was stopped and then it reignited. No word yet on the official cause of the fire. A lithium-ion battery was found at the scene. On Long Island, 2 North Merrick men are under arrest, charged with attempted arson. Police say 46-year-old James Luca and 25-year-old Jason Anthony Reyes allegedly put a 20-pound propane tank alongside a 1-pound propane tank near a Nassau County building and connected it to a torch igniter. This happened in the early morning hours on September 17th. Police allege Luca then threw 3 road flares toward the propane tanks, trying to get them to explode or catch fire and spread to the building. The 2 have pleaded not guilty to the charges. It's legal this month in Bergen County, New Jersey, to shoot a bear. Animal advocates are protesting. Actually, to shoot with a bow and arrow. They are rallying today, animal advocates are, to protest against the state's rule that allows a legal bear hunt statewide starting October 14th. Angie Mettler is executive director of the Animal Protection League of New Jersey.
We protest the hunt because the hunt is recreational. It's a trophy hunt. It is not designed to reduce the population. They feed bears all year long through baiting. And then they kind of like shoot them while they're about 300 feet from a bait station. So that is objectionable.
But supporters say such hunts are authorized to manage the black bear population. According to the state's Fish and Wildlife Commission, people can hunt from October 14th through 16th using archery only and can hunt October 17th to 19th with a muzzle loader rifle as well.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.